This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. And this month's topic is a very important topic to Morehead State and the region.
It is indeed, Jason. What we're going to be talking about this day is diversity. And from an institutional standpoint, we believe that diversity is extremely important because we want to help our students be prepared for the global world in which we live.
We'll come back and meet our guests after this.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs give students hands-on laboratory experience and research opportunities. Morehead State faculty members utilize innovative practices in both the classroom and laboratory to provide students with personal one-on-one attention, preparing students for careers and graduate study. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. To learn more, visit online at moreheadstate.edu/biochem.
All students in Kentucky deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Stephanie Winkler, president of the Kentucky Education Association. It's up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree, a message from the Kentucky Education Association.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. Dr. Andrews, we have a great topic and some great guests for this month's show.
Well, we do indeed, Jason. Today we're talking about diversity and inclusion, and I'd like to introduce our guests, if I could. Mr. Charles Holloway. Charles is the university's chief diversity officer. Charles joined the university, 7 or 8 years ago, Charles. I don't know. It seemed like a long time.
7.5 years ago.
I got right in between, didn't
yep.
I? 7.5 years
Correct.
Ago. Well, we've been delighted to have Charles as our chief diversity officer, and he has brought with him two individuals who are contributing significantly in the area of diversity and inclusion, Mr. Chris Blakely, who is our minority retention coordinator. Chris, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. And Corey Clark, who is the Minority Academic Services Coordinator. Corey, welcome. Glad to have you here as well.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, Charles, we might start out, though, just kind of with an overview of diversity and inclusion at Morehead State University. And I said in the introduction, for me, diversity is a very important idea because our students— we have, you know, our enrollment's about 11,000 students, and our students are going to graduate and go out into a world which is a global place, and it is a very diverse place. So tell us about your notion of diversity and inclusion. How do you see it from the vantage point of Chief Diversity Officer?
As the Chief Diversity Officer, I value diversity and inclusion. As you stated, Dr. Andrews, our students are going to be leaving this place, or even some may stay in the region. And I think the most important thing is to have students to understand that you may have to work with people who do not look like you, who may not believe what you believe, but you still are going to have to be able to get things done. And I think the best place to prepare our students is in a college environment.
Well, I sure agree with that. I mean, that's the inclusion part of the diversity and inclusion. You're absolutely right. And so we need to be sure that we understand the similarities and differences of the people with whom we live and work and interact, both with fun, recreation, whatever the situation is. Really important. And as you've noted, Charles, educating people on a college campus is a good place to do that, isn't it? Because we're open to new ideas. That's what colleges and universities are all about. So, Charles, from the standpoint of the two individuals that came with you, they're down in the trenches working with students, right?
The two individuals that we have is Mr. Christopher Blakely and also Mr. Corey Clark. The thing that I would say that I've had the privilege of working with these two gentlemen and have been very proud that they decided to start working at Morehead State University, because I think the thing that they were able to bring is some value to our programs. They are very integrated with our students, and they're very approachable. So I'll let Christopher and Corey take it from there and talk about the work that they're doing.
Oh, thank you for that, Charles. I think it's a great opportunity for us here at Morehead State University. Being very new to the university, about 6 to 7 months in, we kind of try to hit the ground running, and my colleague Corey Clark has been great in helping me with the transition, but also kind of being able to, what we call, get into the think tank and see how we can best impact our students. Most recently, we have expanded the services of the Eagle Diversity Education Center, and we kind of work on the ground, as has been mentioned, in the trenches to make sure that our students of color, but all students, are being able to appreciate culture as well as work with diverse populations.
With the Eagle Diversity Education Center, initially it was just a space, and then within the past year, with discussions with administration, making a commitment to elevate the Eagle Diversity Education Center and actually moved it and provided some resources to get us on the third floor of Allie Young as a part of the Center for Student Academic Success. And that just recently happened. We just opened up this past fall. And kind of moving towards much more than just a space, and actually having programs and services to enhance and enrich the experience of the student of color here at Morehead State University, but to also have a responsibility to the majority student at Morehead State University. As you all mentioned previously, we have an obligation not to our students of color, but also to our majority students, and making sure that they have the appropriate opportunities and so on and so forth. And so with the Eagle Diversity Education Center, we provide a multitude of services and programs for all students, but with some target populations. And one of our staple programs is our DREAMS program, which stands for Dedicated to Retention, Education, and Academic Success at Morehead State. That program itself has evolved since the time we've been here. Initially, when we first came in, it was just a first-year mentoring program. It was a faculty and staff mentoring program where first-year students were paired with faculty and staff mentors, and we have great numbers. And over the years, things have happened, and it had kind of gotten away from that. And so when I first came in, one of the first things I wanted to do was take it back to its roots and keep the mentoring aspect of it, but kind of evolve it from just a first-year mentoring program to an actual four-year retention program targeting African-American and Latino students. Although we do have a target population, it's open to any student, first-generation student, low-income student, because we understand that the needs that those students have. And if any student wants to enhance their college experience, they're open to join the DREAMS program. It's completely free for all of our students. All you have to do is sign up.
The fundamental realization is that when minority students come to our university, where the majority student population is Caucasian, there's a culture shock, right? I mean, it's not that we are not a welcoming campus. I believe we are. But I've heard this from students of color through the years, that when you come to campus and you look around and you don't see people like yourselves, you go to class and you don't have teachers like yourselves, perhaps from the same culture, the same communities, the same background and understanding, it's difficult to become part of the community, part of the culture. So what I think you're doing with EDACT, which is the acronym, I guess, for the Eagle Diversity Education Center, the DREAMS program, is you're creating a sense of community for people where they get to come together with folks similar to themselves, minority population students, but also students of the majority, so that we come to learn and understand about each other, so that we're more inclusive in this environment. Is that a fair way to characterize what you're doing?
I think you're spot on there, and I think the most important thing that a lot of students coming in first-time freshmen is that sense of belonging.
We're here for you, and that there's actual community here for you. And I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to having these students that come from larger metropolitan areas and coming to a rural area like Morehead, and it becomes, like you said, a culture shock. And it's not just a culture shock for just students of color, but also for those in, that's the beautiful thing about diversity, is that we have students that come from rural Kentucky who may have not had opportunities to interact with various groups of people. And so this gives them the opportunity to be able to have that culture shock. And then with that culture shock sometimes comes dissonance, and then from that dissonance comes a better understanding. And so that's essentially that's the beautiful part about higher education, is being able to create that dissonance, but also a better understanding about individuals and how do we work together.
In my experience as an individual, Corey, lines up exactly with what you're saying, and that is that until and unless we sit down as human beings across the table, we break bread, or we go to class together, we attend events together, we get to know each other as persons. We learn about our families and neighbors and children and all that. Then it's difficult sometimes to relate to somebody that's quite different than you are as a person, comes from a different place, a different time. And so I've always felt that it's most helpful to me to sit down with people and have conversation. I think the EDAC, the DREAMS program, the opportunities you all create brings people together. And we learn that we have some things very different. We have some students here that come from very different places than where I grew up, for example. But that doesn't mean they're not great people. It just means they have a different background than what I have. And I'm strengthened in my understanding of people by learning from others that have a different background. Charles, is that fair?
Yeah, and the one thing that I would add to it also is that some people may look at this and say it's a silo that you're creating, but it's actually not a silo. When you create a sense of belonging, you allow the students to feel whole in themselves, but then the thing also that we do is say, get back out there and network throughout the rest of the university. So it's a place of you to have a sense of belonging, but you just don't stay here. You work throughout the rest of the campus as well. So it's a way of them also getting secure in themselves, but then also learning how to integrate the rest of the university.
I like that idea. It gives them a sense of confidence that they can go from that place and with confidence talk about their experience and share their dreams and aspirations and things of that nature. So in a place like Morehead, we are a rural community. I mean, Chris mentioned that. And it's not the same as inner city, Louisville, Lexington, even Richmond, for example. It's a smaller community. It's more rural. What are some of the barriers that you're working hard to help break down for students of color that come here? I mean, are there structural things that you see, or are they more cultural things? I mean, help us understand where the effort is needed and talk about what you're doing there to be helpful.
I think with the DREAMS program, we offer what are called dynamic dialogues. It's a dynamic dialogue series where we begin in the infant stages of what does it mean to be a college student? And some of that conversation talks about what does it mean to be a college student, a student of color at a predominantly white institution. So we start with those basic survival skills of being a college student and then talk about the cultural adjustment as well as the structural things of how to navigate college, because we know that it's not always about the intellect, but how do I navigate this college experience? So through our dynamic dialogues that we offer in the DREAMS program, we have opportunity to kind of share firsthand in intimate settings where we can talk about real issues, what's going on with these college students.
And even with From the Hood to the Holler, we were able to have such an enriching dialogue about the commonalities that we have, that each area has, coming from the hood and also from the holler, but also educating folks about, well, whoa, that just looks different, but I never had anybody explain it to me. So, yeah, you had that, but we had that too. Mm-hmm. So it brings us closer together, but do we have those opportunities to sit down and say, hey, let's talk about something. Let's talk about these things and talk about the things that interest us in our stories. I think our stories are very important. And I think when we talk about those barriers and things of that nature, I think that understanding one, like Mr. Blakely mentioned, understanding being a college student, but how to navigate college. And I think it's not just for students of color, although there is a component that's a little different for the students of color, but just in general, how do you navigate this thing called college?
There are some differences for students of color. Just some of them may be cultural differences. It may be whether you attended an urban school or a rural community school. So that's, I appreciate what you're doing. That is really important and good work. The dialogues, the conversations that you're fostering on campus are also really, really helpful. And you mentioned, telling people's histories. Every one of us has a story, right? And your story and my story is a part of who we are and how we behave, because we were brought up in a situation, in a family, in a community.
From a higher education standpoint, we expose them to that, and it allows them to open up their minds to new thoughts and ideas that they may not have been aware of in the past. And I think that is so important. As you said, my story is my story, but it's also my reality.
Absolutely right. And colleges and universities should create the opportunities to foster dialogue. We want students to leave here with a much greater sense of who they are and their understanding of the world around them, because they're going to live in a very diverse and inclusive world. They're going to graduate from Morehead, as Charles said earlier. They may live here in this community, but they may also live in Spain or Vietnam or Detroit or San Francisco. Who knows where the work will bring them? And they will have to figure out how to live in a community that's perhaps different from where they grew up. So diversity and inclusion as concepts are really, really important. And they're sometimes difficult conversations because I may not want to hear somebody else's story, right? Very different than my own, but I'll never have understanding if I don't have a conversation with others.
And not only do you have to live in those environments, but I also will see that our graduates will one day be in positions that they may affect policies that affect people of color. And so if you're not aware of those differences, then when you're making policies and practices, you may be doing it from a limited standpoint. So I think that's the important part also about diversity and inclusion. Not only do you have to live in that environment, but I may also have to make decisions that affect others who may not look like me. And I think that is very important to have that education.
The first decision young people make is, I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to go to X place. In our case, it's Morehead State University. And I'm going there because I want to study communications or philosophy or engineering, technology, or mathematics. Those are good decisions. But then once you get there, what will the institution do to support me to make sure I can be successful? And that support component has many pieces. Part of that is academic support. We have a great tutoring arm at the university. For anybody that has difficulty with academic work, they can go to the tutoring center and get help. But what about the social, emotional, those other things are more and more important. And we've known this for a long time in student life, but you lend a lot of support to that. And a piece of that has to do with the diversity component. So this is really important. But I love what you said about the goal is to graduate them. These students and their families, they're investing in this place, and they want to graduate. And we more and more are focused intently on trying to help them see the graduation in 4 years, not 5 years, not 6 years, not 10 years, 4 years. That should be a normal course for us if a student takes a reasonable load. So I think you are absolutely on the right path. Do we have student organizations? In addition, you mentioned Dreams, you mentioned the center. Are there student organizations that are helpful and appeal to minority students?
Yes, we actually have two student organizations within the Eco Diversity Education Center that we support. Real Men and Women's Virtue are two organizations we support within the Eco Diversity Education Center.
And we also support Black Student Union, which is recently reformed. And as of the last few years, we have had our Black Gospel Ensemble. And also, we do have a national Panhellenic organization. They're historically Black fraternities and sororities. They're not exclusively Black fraternities and sororities, but we do have historically Black fraternities and sororities around campus. And with that sense of community and giving the students the opportunity socially, they gain the confidence in the skill sets that allow them to say, well, once I become maybe the president of Real Men and I've had an opportunity to work on a couple things and gain some skills and knowledge, now I got a little bit more confidence and maybe I'll be a part of student government, or now I can be an RA now because I've got some skills now and I've gained the confidence to say, hey, and I was able to do it within a community that I know I can grow in, and then that allows me to be able to walk through another door. And so we do have opportunities, and I think what we want to be able to do is be able to empower students to say, hey, if you don't have it, create it. And to have the confidence to be able to say, I want something to happen on campus, and I know that I can make it happen.
That's great. We thank our guests. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up after this.
MSU's Office of Career Services helps prepare Morehead State University students for today's growing and competitive workforce. Connect your business with qualified candidates for internships, part-time, or full-time employment. MSU's Career Services can also review resumes, conduct mock interviews, and assist individuals in preparing job applications. For more information, contact the MSU Office of Career Services at 783-2233 or visit online at moreheadstate.edu/career.
No matter their age, help your children develop into lifelong readers. This is Stephanie Winkler, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Reading to your children early and often creates a habit that can last a lifetime. Encourage reading in your home by visiting the library frequently and letting your kids pick out books on subjects that interest them. Feed their natural curiosity with books. Reading is a habit that can spark a lifetime of learning.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Dr. Andrews, a very unique topic that we've learned a lot about over the last little bit.
Yeah, terribly important to our university as we move to become more diverse and more inclusive so that our students will be better prepared as they graduate to go into the world and be successful, because that's really what this is about. Charles Holloway is our Chief Diversity Officer, as we mentioned a moment ago, and Charles is working on a couple of things that are important. One is an institutional entity called the President's Diversity Council. Charles heads that up on behalf of the President's office. And the other, he and our provost, Dr. Steve Rawlson, are in the process of bringing the campus together to create a diversity plan. Charles, do you want to touch on those?
Yes, I will. The President Diversity Council, we meet twice a month, and it's made up of faculty, staff, and we also have some student representatives as a part of that council. Also, Chris and Corey are a part of the council as well. And so what we meet is to discuss different things going on campus, talk about diversity. We also have international students that's a part of the organization. We also have HR, because I think another piece that's important that we also advance hire faculty and staff are also a part of diversity as well, right? Because we talked about how we take care of students but also faculty and staff to try to create a community as well for them. The other piece that Dr. Andrews talked about is we're in the process of putting together a new diversity plan. CPE through the Council on Equal Opportunity have rolled out a new policy, and we're in the process of working with different groups across campus to look at how our new diversity plan will be. And so it will be a very campus-wide looking for input from several different groups. So it'll talk about opportunities, strategies, and it's something that we'll vet across the entire campus. But it's something that I'm co-chairing with our provost, Dr. Steve Ralston, and we'll be working with different constituents across campus to get that developed and implemented.
Thank you very much, the three of you. Once again, Charles Holloway, who is our Chief Diversity Officer, Mr. Chris Blakely, who is our Minority Retention Coordinator, and Mr. Corey Clark, who is the Minority Academic Services Coordinator. I very much appreciate the good work that you're doing on behalf of our campus, our students, faculty, and staff. I thank you very much.
That's going to do it for this edition of Shaping Appalachia. Until next month, so long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.